This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on October 2nd on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings in LS Sports Preempt Us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, 3 hours on Monday night. You know what we're going to do? We'll play trivia, indeed. And we don't have a straggler from last week. Brand new question. Yeah, I promised you after the answer to last week's question, we would have another misspelling question. Oh, I've got one. But before we get there, let me also tell you about the bumper stumpers. There's a theme, and the theme's going to be relatively easy. Now, finding out who the artists are on the bumper stumpers, well, that may be a little harder, but I think you're going to know a couple of them off the top of your head. I hope so. And if you don't have a clue about my question, and you don't know a bit about my bumpers, you can have your own category. And Sky is the absolute limit on that. You know something about something. Everybody does. So pick the topic that will enhance your standing in terms of you know your stuff. And it can be anything. We proved that with Johnny D. from Ohio and his hominids questions. But you might not want to go that far out on a limb. Maybe it'll just be charts. Or I think John is screening your call, seems to be allergic to hominids tonight. That's okay. Or maybe it's going to be lyrics or anything that floats your boat. So, all right, on to my question. We'll start with that. This word has been misspelled over 17,000 times online. And no, it's not a proper noun, so it's not like your name. Yeah, which was part and parcel of last week's answer. So, yeah, this is not a proper noun, and this word is misspelled over 17,000 times online. Probably more by now. The numbers just keep on coming. I don't believe the Washington Post has ever misspelled it, near as I can tell, though. I bring them up because in 2003, they misspelled the name of the National Spelling Bee winner. Yeah, I kid you not. But so they're in the clear on that. I understand the LA Times did misspell it once, and the Boston Globe maybe half a dozen times. But what is the word? Over 17,000 times. And I don't know if there's anything that comes close to this, so I can't tell you whether this is isolated or not. All right, so 888-876-5593. And again, you don't like my questions? Well, pick out your own category. Now, I think probably it's best that we get underway with a bumper here in moments, so you have a clue about the theme, or maybe the first artist. But before we do, I know if you're listening to this show, you're a radio lover, so let me mention the CC Radio Solar. This is a terrific radio, and I say that in terms of an emergency radio, you will never find a better one, because what happens in emergencies? You reach for the radio and the batteries are dead. Nothing worse than that. The power's out, so the power doesn't work. No batteries. What do you do? And let's face it, if the lights go out and it's at night, you're looking for two things. You're looking for a flashlight, and you're looking for a radio. At least I am. It's like, what's going on? Well, this is where the CC Solar shines, literally, because it does have a built-in flashlight. But it'll work on batteries, of course, and for a long, long time, too. But let's say you've run out of those batteries. The other thing, by the way, it's a marvelous solar radio. If you put it in a sunny window, you can, you know, for a couple hours or whatever, you can listen for days, and that's wonderful. But let's say, you know, you didn't do it. Well, see, that's where this radio is better than anything else you're going to get, because if you hand crank it for about 30 seconds, it's got a little hand crank on the back, built into the back of it, easy to use, it's going to play for over 30 minutes. So the bottom line is that when you need it most, you will always have a radio, and you will always have light. And so that makes it worth it right there. But the thing about the CC Radio Solar is, just like everything that Bob Crane has his hand in, this radio has terrific reception. That's what the C Crane Company is famous for, and for good reason, too. And whether it's AM, and, you know, where do you find a good AM radio anymore, or FM, you will hear more with this radio than the average radio you've got, period. And by the way, on the CC Radio Solar, let's say you hand cranked it for 30 seconds because you need to wind it up and get it going when nothing else will work, it'll even bring back a dead cell phone battery. Now, again, not to make a barrage of calls or surf the net or anything, but when you need that one important call to make, you will be able to get it. It's got 5 one-touch memories, and It's nice and fairly lightweight, and it's a necessity as far as I'm concerned when normal communication is down. And right now, if you order it this week, the C Crane Company will send the AC power adapter free. So when the lights are on, you'll have yet another way to use this radio, which is really neat. CCRadio.com is the place to go. CCRadio.com. However, if you can't go online or don't want to, you can call them right now. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. Mention that you're looking for the CC Radio Solar and that free AC adapter, and you will get it. They'll answer all your questions, too. They got great customer service. But if you can go online, you can see it. It really is a jewel. It is the CC Radio Solar from the C Crane Company, ccradio.com. 1-800-522-8863. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
In the Motor City, honey, there's a thing they do. Oh, honey. Yeah, they wind it up and shake it till it gets to you. Listen, baby, I don't know how it all came about. It makes you motivated, makes you jump and shout. It's called the up again and shake it one more time. Try, baby. This crazy thing, baby, makes you move so fine. Come on, pretty baby, let the good times roll. Come on, pretty baby, satisfy your soul. Come on, let's see, honey.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your first bumper stumper. Who is he? What can I tell you? 1965 on Karen. That kind of limits the field somewhat, because how many artists can you name that were on Karen? All right, so 888-876-5593. And again, this word has been misspelled over 17,000 times online. What is it? Now, you don't like my questions? Have your own category. Barry, who usually is our idiot savant Beatles know-it-all, is using charts tonight. So, Barry, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
All right. Welcome to October.
Yes, absolutely. October the 2nd. You betcha. All right. So we're going to do 1970, October of 1970. All right. Why not? We aim to please here. So let's see what we can do here. I won't ask you where you were, because we've already ascertained you were a kid. So you're probably in your room. All right. So here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm so sorry you had to be subjected to this top 10, but let's go. Number one, Cracklin' Rosie.
Neil Diamond.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Neil Diamond. Number two, I'll Be There.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, the Jackson 5. Good enough. Number three, Candida.
Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Yep, Dawn it is. Number four, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
The Supremes.
Yes. Number five, All Right Now.
Free.
Yes. Number six, Julie, Do You Love Me?
Oh, boy. Bobby Sherman.
Yes, yes. Julie, Do You Care? No, actually, Bobby, we don't. Number seven, Looking Out My Back Door.
CCR.
Yes. Number eight, Green Eyed Lady.
Sugarloaf.
Yes. Number nine. Oh, God. We've Only Just Begun.
The Carpenters.
Yeah, you know, that used to be a bank commercial. They should have left it as that. Number 10. I Know I'm Losing You.
Is that Rare Earth?
Yes, 100%. Man, I'll tell you what. They must have never let you out of that room at night. All right. You're absolutely a winner. Now, I want to see how far you go. Number 11 is Snowbird. Okay.
Ian Murray.
Yeah, number 12 is War. What is it good for?
What's that?
War. What is it good
War,
for?
War, Edwin Starr.
Yes. Number 13, Lola.
Kinks.
Yeah. Number 14, Express Yourself.
Well, here's what you get.
Yeah, it's all right. They were a Los Angeles group.
Ohio Players, maybe?
No, Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. But that's all right. Oh. You did darn well. All right. So we have ourselves a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So,
all right, Wally. Thanks for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So absolutely. Starting it off right. Barry is a winner with charts. Yeah. That was a very impressive win. All right. Well, Tim is in Bossier City and he wants to do charts. So, all right. So, Tim, welcome back to WGN.
Hey, Riley. Good to hear you again, always.
Yeah, so we're going to do charts tonight. All right. I'm excited about that. And let's see. Give me your week and your month or whatever you want.
Oh, this year, I mean, this week of 77.
All right. We can do that. 1977, that would be the first week of October. And that is right here in front of me. All right. Number one. The Star Wars title theme. Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
You can do this. It was an instrumental, and I don't think you can name another instrumental by this group ever, or this person. I have no idea if it's a group or a person.
Miko.
Yes, absolutely. Number two, Keep It Coming, Love. Never heard of this record.
Casey and the Sunshine.
Yes, absolutely right. Number three. Oh, man. Number three is one that always makes it in the top 10 of the world's worst hit records. You Light Up My Life.
Oh, Debbie Boone.
I'm afraid so. Number four. Nobody Does It Better.
Carly Simon.
Yes. Number five. That's Rock and Roll. What? Okay.
That's Rock and Roll.
Yes. Yes. Oh, God. He was... a preteen idol, I would say. And he was part of Mike Curb Productions. He was on Warner Curb.
I've never heard that song. Can you believe that or not?
Let me see if we can find it. I'm hoping against hope it's not on this on this computer, but it might be. So let's see that we can find it. I've got this probably right. filed by if we're lucky it won't be here, but afraid it might. So let's let's see here. All the years here. Let's see. Yep. So this is 1977, and let me spell his name. I know the anticipation, but I bet you it is. Now that I see how well this record did.
Oh wow.
So, yeah. So, oh, that's rock and roll. Here it is. Yes. Oh, my God. I've got over a dozen records by him. This is really bad. All right. So here we go with our mystery artist, the preteen idol. He had an older brother. All right. So yeah. Let's see if this helps.
Well, I was 16 at secret school. I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Oh.
I bought a guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was going to say it was Leif Garrett, but that's not right.
You're right, but you're in the right ballpark. It would be one of those, you know, smarmy children. Yes.
Yeah.
So, and like I say, he has an older brother. That should help you. I think it was a half-brother, but I don't know.
A half-brother. Mm. Oh, Lord. That sounds so familiar, and I can't even place it.
Well, you'll hate yourself, but that's all right, because, you know, you only have to get 70%. That was the lovely and not talented Sean Cassidy.
Oh, Sean Cassidy.
Yeah.
David Cassidy.
That's right. I think David's a half-brother. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
Okay.
Or was. I don't think he's alive. But number six, Best of My Love.
Oh, that's the emotion.
Yes. Number seven, Boogie Nights.
Heat Wave.
That's right. Number eight, Cold as Ice.
Foreigner.
Yes. Number nine, Brick House.
Commodores.
Yes. And number 10, I Just Want to Be Your Everything.
That's Andy Gibb.
It is. You're a winner. You're a winner. Let's see how far you go. Number 11 is On and On.
Stephen Bishop.
Yes. Number 12 is Sway Into the Music, Slow Dancing.
Let's see. Oh, God. I know that song. I know the artist, too.
Yeah, you do.
Johnny Mathis.
How about Johnny Rivers?
Johnny Rivers.
Yeah. But still, that's pretty darn good. 90% of the top 10, you're a winner. Hang on, don't go away, Tim.
All right,
good deal. Yes, he knows his 1977. 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. Yeah, I was playing M.O.R. at that point, so I guess we didn't have Sean Cassidy on a playlist, but it's the only good thing I can say about it. All right, so we will pick it up here. Let's see, do I have time to get somebody else? Well, Tom wants 1955 music. He likes audio, and we'll get one for him. But Evan is a first-time caller, and we default to first-time caller. So, Evan, in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you.
So what do you think? You're going to guess on our trivia question? This word has been misspelled over 70%.
Well, I'm going to take a shot here, but can I guess calendar and separate?
Calendar and separate. They're both good, but they're not right.
Okay, thank you.
But thanks for trying. Do it again, Evan. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. We have time to get one more guess on this in here. I do believe that Bob in Carpentersville, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, how about yourself, Bob?
I'm doing well. So my guess is actually the word misspelled.
You're right. You're 100% right.
All right.
Yes, very good. You are a winner. So for people who don't know, that's two S's and two L's.
I've misspelled that word enough to know that.
Oh, yeah, well, you're not alone. Over 17,000 times online. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so okay. Bob is absolutely right. Misspelled. And the LA Times once, and the Boston Globe half a dozen times. So, I know. John's looking at me like I don't know, but I'm just ignoring him is what I'm doing. Oh, no. I thought maybe I didn't. I think we've got Bob on hold. So we'll pick it up there. We'll have Lisa's 1940s movies and Tom from Covington and Ruth from Gurnee and you too coming up on WGN Radio.
Girl.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is it? That's right. And what does he have in common with the first thing we played? Well, we'll find out. Now, I need a question. And I'm ready. 91% of South Koreans all have this in common. 74% of Australians do too. And 44% of Americans have it in common. What is it? So 91% of South Koreans, 74% of Australians, and 44% of Americans all have this in common. What is it? 888-876-5593. That's 8888-Raleigh. All right, so Tommy heard something he knows. So Tommy, okay, who was it?
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Feeling great already with this show. You're always so awesome. That was the Larks.
Absolutely, Don Julian and the Larks, 1964 on Money. You are a winner.
I thought that was that label.
Yeah.
Man.
All right.
So already.
Well, yes, good deal. Well, I bet you'll be calling back again. But hang on, Tommy, don't go away. All right, so Tommy nailed it. That's the Larks, yeah. Don Julian was, of course, was the Meadowlarks originally, and then the Larks. But that was a pretty big hit for him in 1964. All right, so Ruth is in Gurnee. So, Ruth, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. This is James.
Yes.
I think that was so interesting for Halloween when someone had a misspelled word. That's so great for this type of season.
So you...
And,
yeah. I was going to say, you want trivia from the movie called Northside 777.
Yep.
Okay, and of course, as you know, it's based on a true story. And so what I want to know is that there was one actor in the movie, one player, who actually portrayed himself, and only one. He's uncredited, but he's absolutely there, and he portrayed the person he is. Who was it?
Wow. William Randolph Hearst?
No, William Randolph Hearst was not in the movie. This person is actually in the movie. Playing himself.
Right, I understand that part, but since Hertz was the publisher, I thought maybe he would try to portray himself.
Nope.
He got portrayed in another movie with Citizen Kane.
Yes.
I knew you were going to come up with a question that I wasn't going to be able to answer. That's incredible. I don't know how you do it, but it's absolutely incredible that you come up with these questions. I wanted to mention...
So wait, do you want to know the answer? Do you want to know the answer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Okay. Well, it was the man administering the polygraph test to convict Richard Conte. He was actually the inventor of the polygraph, Leonard Keeler.
Now,
that's
really history. That's incredible.
Yeah.
You really come up with the... You come up with the trick or treat.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I want to mention to you, please. I would part with my collectibles, you know, hobbies, all kinds of paraphernalia and things, if I could do a rummage sale or garage sale or something to fund the money for the cover for a Coast Guard boat.
Ah.
But I need a ministry group to help me. Now, I noticed in the last few years prior to COVID, that ministry groups from churches were often going out of state and staying for a week, traveling somewhere and getting to a location, you know, and helping out with senior citizens, roofs, yard work, you know, all kinds of different types of things with their circumstances and their living conditions. And I haven't noticed any of that as of recently. I like set maybe possibly one, and I thought I could do a shout out for a ministry group from St. Paul the Apostle in Gurnee or St. Joe's Liberty Joe, and I could go on then with this plan to dual purpose the amount that I would get moved away out of my situation,
right,
and also use it for money towards a boat cover for a Coast Guard boat.
Okay, now firstly, Monday night is the wrong time to do this, as you know. Monday night is just for trivia, but let me give you a couple things, and then you can call back on a night when we're not playing trivia, and that is very often ladies' auxiliaries are good for this, and some of them have hosted their own garage sales, raising money for troops and things like that, so you might look into that. Otherwise, we start an hour late tomorrow night, but we got a full show Wednesday night, so either of those will be fine.
You got a good suggestion, an excellent suggestion. All right,
good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, so yeah, the ladies auxiliaries, you know, whether it's VFW or whatever, very often can play a good role in that. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, we're going to do some lyrics with Fran. Love my lyrics. And Tom wants 1955 music, and Don wants his World War II planes. Of course he does. Johnny D, well, you know, it's hominids. Absolutely. And there's no line available for you. But there'll be another bumper coming up right now. Yeah, so we've nailed the larks during the jerk. No one got the first one yet. I have a feeling this next one is going to be tough. I will say it absolutely was a Chicago group. All right, they're whiter than the whitest white man, but other than that, yeah, yeah, I'll let you decide. So it's coming up in seconds right here, well, minutes anyway, right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? They were a wimpy white group from Chicago in the 50s, and they were on the Cosmic label, which actually was a Cleveland label. Bernard Zellman owned that. And, yeah, and you can't name too many artists on this particular label. And, well, there are a couple I can think of, actually. But in any event, who are they? 1958. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And so we have our question. 91% of South Koreans have it in common. 74% of Australians do. And 44% of Americans all have it in common. So what is it? Absolutely. What is it? All right. So let's see. Norm in Florida wants to take a guess on that. So, Norm, what do you think?
My guess is black hair.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not right, but I like it. I like the way you think.
Yeah, well, it was a guess.
Yes, but, it was.
While I've got you, I just got to say, I really love your show. I've been a radio guy all my life, and it's so nice to have intelligent things on the radio and fun on the radio.
So tell me, where have you worked in radio? Tell me.
Well, I worked in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Atlanta, Georgia, Tampa, Florida, Bradenton, Florida, Bartow, Florida.
Ooh. Okay.
And I'm 77 years old, so I've been around the block a little bit.
So at Grand Rapids, at Grand Rapids, were you at WOOD?
No, I wish I had been. We were the big dog in town. I was just one of the little guys over at WJEF.
All right,
John Fetcher's station.
They were fun. All right.
Oh, they were. They were country at the time, and actually we had a very good country music station at the time. And before I was there, it was kind of a middle of the road, B-sides and unknown, you know, Frank Sinatra, but not necessarily the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And they had a very small listenership. Finally, they switched over to country, which was the early days for country being a mainstay on the radio. Mm-hmm. And the station really came up in performance. It wasn't hard to sell time at all once we went to country.
Well, that's great, yeah. And were they owned by Fetzer when you were there?
They were.
Okay,
Yeah, Daddy had WKZO in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, okay.
KOLN in Lincoln, Nebraska, and several other stations.
Yeah, no, those small-time operators were just the best. We didn't realize at the time how wonderful it was. We'd grouse about all sorts of things, but boy, I missed that.
They served their local community.
Yes, big time.
And that's so hard to find today.
Isn't it, though?
I mean, there are still a few out there. There's still a few mom and pops that do it. One that's kind of interesting, if you ever have a chance to listen, you can online, is WION in Ionia, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Those guys do it locally, serve their community, and they're still on the air in AM stereo. And boy, does it sound good if you got the AM stereo radio.
Yeah, no, it's that 1430. I know about
1430,
this station.
Correct. Yeah. Great operation there.
The music you know, the information you need.
There you go. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, sure.
But it's nice that, you know, there's still a few out there serving the community. I mean, that's what radio really should be for, and that's one thing I really like with WGN. You know, for being a 50,000 watt serving the whole eastern half of the country. I mean, I'm listening to you right now on my Zenith Royal 500, direct from WGN. I'm not listening online.
I'm jealous of Zenith Royal anything. Yeah, I used to love those little radios.
Well, the 500 was the top of the line. It was in the what I'll call pocketable portables.
Right.
It was eight transistors with an RF amplifier and three IF stages, and so it had really good sensitivity and selectivity.
No, I remember it well with those two knobs at the top, and it was kind of Bakelite case, and it had the little thing that would you could use it to kind of hold it up, and I loved it. I remember them so well, and they were wonderful radios, and I think they. I was going to say mid-50s that came out. And as far as being sensitive on AM, it was always one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, well, to this day, it'll outperform almost anything out there for sensitivity and selectivity. It's an amazing radio when you consider that they're now 60 years old and still going strong with all the original components in many cases.
Oh, absolutely! Those Bakelite cases and everything. Yeah, I know they're terrific. Well, I'm impressed. Well, good. I hope you're going to call me again, Norm.
Oh, you can count on it. I will.
Okay, thanks.
And if you could put me back to John, I just want to tell him something. If I could, off air.
Absolutely. Hang on. Don't go away. So we put Norm on hold, and I try not to lose him. Okay, that's hold. All right. Yeah. Like I say, the screening system a while ago, they upgraded it, and that always the way. And so. What used to be drop is now hold and vice versa, so I wind up hanging up on half of everybody. Yes, thank you for that helpful tip. So, what are we doing? I do believe we will get to hominins. Of course we will. But I think we're in 1940 movies, so hello, Lisa.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, pretty good.
So, 1940s. We'll go to 1946.
Okay.
A mechanic is killed in his room and an insurance man investigates. The mechanic's life as a boxer, then as a double-crossed robber, is told in flashback right up to the current time climax. Starring Burt Lancaster, what's the movie?
Huh.
And Burt plays the part of Swede Anderson, the insurance man, former boxer. And it was, by the way, Lancaster's first movie and Ava Gardner's second starring role. William Conrad was in it, and Charles McGraw, and Sam Levine, and Albert Dekker, and Edmund O'Brien. And they remade this movie in 1964 with Angie Dickinson and Lee Marvin.
With Angie Dickinson, you said?
Yeah, the remake was in 64. Yeah, Lee Marvin and Ronald Reagan was even in it. I know.
Oh, you keep stumping me. I'll tell you what, I know so much about a few movies, and I know a little about a lot of movies, but I don't know. I'm just bombing out here. I have no idea.
Well, Burt Lancaster's first movie, he starred as Sweet Anderson in The Killers.
The Killers.
Yeah.
He was really popular in, he had a whole movie studio and everything.
Yeah.
Burt Lancaster, you know, besides starring in movies and stuff.
But. Well, it was based on a short story by Ernest Hemingway.
Oh.
So you'll have to check it out, The Killers.
I have so many in a queue right now because right. Every time I miss one, I think, it sounds like a good movie. I have to watch it.
See, something to do on the weekends. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Okay, hon.
All right. So that's where we'll pick it up next hour as two more hours of trivia coming up tonight right here on WGN Radio. Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your first bumper stumper of the hour. Has something in common with the previous three we've played. That was 1962 on ABC Paramount. Who are they? 888-876-5593. Well, TJ in DeKalb heard one he knew earlier. So, TJ, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm rocking and rolling. Well, I got some good news before I give you the answer. I ordered my CC Radio 3 today.
Oh, I can't wait to hear how you like it.
Oh, yeah. I'm anxious to hear about it. I mean, to hear how it sounds, everybody. I heard, Steve and Johnny advertise it along with you, and they say the sound is so clear that you think that a person is sitting next to you talking.
Well, you'll have to listen, and you'll tell me what you think. My favorite thing, of course, is it's wonderfully selective.
Oh, it is. It is that.
Yeah.
It is that. I don't know about this. But I'm talking about all the other CC radios I've had.
Yeah.
They've been really good. That's what I mean by that. It is that. Anyway, Snake Shake by the Mark IV.
Yes. Make with a Shake. Why on earth would you know the Mark IV?
I heard the record on Bandstand, and they were on the... Dick Clark Show.
Oh, painful, isn't it?
Yeah. And they performed that song. Yeah.
Yeah, Make with the Shake. All right. Well, you are a winner.
Okay.
Hang on, TJ. Right. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right. So the Larks and the Mark IV have been guests. Now, how about these last gals that we played? What do you think? I'll give you a little hint. It was Dave Antell on guitar. He also co-wrote it, as far as that goes. So 888-876-5593. We do have a question. 91% of South Koreans have this in common, 74% of Australians do too, and 40% of Americans have it in common as well. So 91% of South Koreans, 74% of Australians, and 44% of Americans all have this in common. What is it? 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. All right, so we're going to do some lyrics, I do believe. Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Yeah, I thought I was going to get off easy tonight because I knew the one bumper, but I called him. It was the Larks.
Oh, the Larks.
It was already guessed.
Yeah.
Well, I figured it would go quick.
Oh, you're so good at this. So good at this. So, I think you'll get this quickly. So hopefully I'm not jinxing you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, I guess I've had my day and you let me go away. Now it's me who has to pay.
Shoot, sounds so familiar.
I never should have gone away and left you like I did.
Oh, never should have gone away. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you'll do it. I can tell.
Oh, it's right. With
tears in your eyes, I thought you'd take me back, but now to my surprise... Next comes the title.
But now, shoot.
to my surprise.
I can hear it, and yeah. I can't get it.
Oh, no. This will be flagellation. You will absolutely hit yourself for this.
I probably will, but
oh,
okay.
Man. All right. Got to find a way to back to your heart, dear. Won't you take me back again? I'll be waiting here till then.
Gotta find a way. I'm humming it.
Yeah, you are. You've got the song all right.
Oh, God. I was talking about a time to have a senior moment.
Won't you take me back again? I'll be waiting here till then. Insert title here.
I'm going to kick myself.
You
go
are.
Ahead.
You're on the outside looking in.
Oh, my God. How did I do that? I was Oh, man. Oh, well. Better luck next week.
Yes. All right.
It was so weird because I could hear it in my head.
I know. You were singing it.
Title.
Yeah, you were absolutely singing it. Yeah. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks,
Ron. So, yes. I'm on the outside looking in. Yeah. All right. So, I wouldn't even try to sing. That would be a disaster all the way around. All right. And John tells me to remind you when we lose somebody, we're saying goodbye to Fran. So, that means there's one line available for you. Otherwise, keep hitting redial. But right now, you'll get in 888-876-5593. So 91% of South Koreans, 74% of Australians, 44% of Americans all have this in common. Jan and Dallas, what do you think?
Live near an ocean.
That's such a great answer. It's not right, but it's a great answer.
Well, thank you for making me feel okay to be wrong.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good. I like that. All right. Call me again. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Yeah, no, it's brilliant. It's just not right. I don't know what that percentage is, but it makes sense to me. All right. So now, oh, we're going to do MGM musicals, don't you know, with Leah. But Johnny D from Ohio has been hanging around for his hominids. All right. So Johnny D.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you doing?
Well, I'm here. How about yourself?
You're there, and I'm here.
Yes.
I never heard of them on the outside looking at. How's it go? Sing
you, it. You're right. Yeah. Oh, man. No, are you kidding? The only times I've tried that, people literally, I forget what hotel it was, but somebody called and claimed that they were keeping like walruses in the room, and all I was doing was singing on the floor. But no, let me find this. And I thought to myself, how would
on
they
the
know?
Outside looking.
Yeah, I'm going to play it for
I'm
you.
I heard her sing and go, on the outside looking. Yeah. Well, whatever she was saying.
Well, you know the record.
I don't know it. I was trying to think how it goes.
Okay, well then.
I heard of it, but
yes,
I can't remember how it goes.
Well, here you go. It opens with the title.
Oh, really?
I'm on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
Looking in.
And I want to be back on the inside with you.
And I want to be and I want to be back on the inside.
All together now. You are with somebody new, and I don't know what to do.
You are with somebody new, and I don't know what to do.
Because I'm still in love with you.
Because I'm still in love with you.
I remember that.
Yes, Little Anthony the Imperials, of course you do. All right.
Little Anthony, what year was that? Like
1964.
Right. Oh, man, I used to walk around town, me and my buddies were singing that.
Yeah. No, this,
all right.
This was
I forgot it.
Teddy Randazzo wrote that, so it had to be a wonderful song.
Okay.
It was their comeback single.
Oh, yeah, Little Anthony and the Imperials. What was the other one that he made that was popular back in 65?
No, my favorite, of course, was Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop earlier, but there's a ton of Little Anthony records. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, but there were some real big ones.
Yes, of course.
Well, whatever. I'll think of that. No, but let me get to my what I want to say, because when I called in and John answered, I said, hey, how's the weather up there, John? You know, because he's so tall.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
That's what they ask tall people, I told him.
Oh.
And he says, I'm not tall. He goes, I'm not real tall. I'm just tall.
Yeah, right.
And
that's
then
all.
He said, so I says to him, I says, yeah, tall guys like Manute Bol, who's a basketball player, like over 7 foot, and Wilt the Stilt Chamber. And then he goes, I used to work for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Well, he did. He directed it, the TV. He directed it.
And I'm thinking, wow, I thought he played.
No, he didn't play. He was the TV director for it, for play-by-play.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But I told him, you could have played. You're 6'2".
No. Well, it was funny because people thought he had the greatest job, and he'd look at them and just say, what do you mean? They go back, they go forward. They go back, they go forward. from a director's point of view, no, it is not the best job in the world. But you were probably, I'm guessing, Tears on My Pillow is the one you were probably thinking of.
Yeah, Tears on My Pillow.
Yeah.
Tears on My Pillow, pain in my heart.
Over you?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then Going Out of My Head, and I'm on the outside.
Going Out of My Head,
right.
My God.
Right, and hurts so bad.
I was going to request, and I'm going to tell
Take
you, because I just want to maybe jog your memory. You're supposed to play a song for me next week. I don't know if you recall me,
You did, and
I'm a ram.
Yeah, I'm a ram. I put it in my inbox somewhere, Carol has it down in her notes to remind me to do this. I forget who plays it. I forget who it is now, but we'll find it. I'm a ram.
It's Al Green.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow night, probably. We're on an hour late tomorrow night due to sports, but I'll get it in there. I'm a ram.
Okay. All right, now on your question, the South Koreans and the Australians and the Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What they have in common is, and this was big in East Asia, right? But I imagine there'd be some East Asians in America now. Denisovan DNA.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yes, but here's the deal. I should say this is not something that you cannot change. This is temporal. It's what you're doing at the moment. So it's not something you're stuck with all your life.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea then. I was just thinking, it's East Asians and they have Denisovan DNA and some Americans might have it too. So I don't know. I didn't even know what you just said. What? It's something you could change? What?
Yes, absolutely. It's temporal. You could be doing it now and not next year.
Okay, well, I don't have a guess on that. So whatever you got. You got a hominid thing?
Yes, there is evidence.
Hominid?
Did you know there's evidence for a genetic bottleneck in the history of Homo sapiens, a time when only a small number of individuals survived? And so what I want to know is how many individuals were estimated to have survived, and that would be either 1 million, 100,000, 10,000, or 1,000.
Okay, there was a bottleneck.
Yeah.
After a probably mass extinction or something that happened.
I wasn't there. I don't know.
It's no million, and it's no 100,000. All right, so take them two out.
Okay.
So then what do I got left? I got 1,000 and...
Well, yes, 1,000, 100, and 10,000, and yes. Obviously, it's more than 10.
$110,000 no, or $100,000?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have $100,000, we have $10,000, we have $1,000, we have $100,000. Well, we know it's not $100,000, so forget that.
Okay, well, what did I rule? Okay, I rule out $100,000. I rule out $1,000,000.
Right.
And I rule out $100,000.
Okay.
So what's that leaving you with?
That leaves you with $10,000 or $1,000 around. And this is actually, when would this be? Around 930,000 and 813,000 years ago.
Hmm.
A severe human bottleneck.
Thousand seems kind of too little bit. But we're talking worldwide here, Homo sapiens, huh?
We are. Worldwide, yes. Yes.
Well.
And so.
I'm going to say that it is 1,000.
And you would be right. Now,
right.
Let me ask you this at the other end. Prior to the bottleneck, how many were there?
Prior to the bottleneck, how many Homo sapiens were there?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. There was probably about, let's see. Well, I'd say there was probably about 100,000.
Yeah, that's about it. So after this, whatever this genomic interference was, there were 1,280 breeding individuals left.
Yeah.
I don't know how they figured that. I'm just telling you. So you're absolutely.
I don't know. How do they know that? But that's what they say.
That's exactly what they say. I don't know how they know either. Because, you know, they can dig them up and they're still not talking. All right. So hang on. You're a winner. That's right. 1,000 breeding individuals. 1,280 breeding individuals left. Don't go away. All right. So sounds like a dial position. All right. Now, 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And, yes, our question. Well, I'll get back to our question in moments right here. And another bumper stumper coming up on WGN Radio.
There's a place I know not far from here where they dance. You can be young or old, makes no difference. Take a chance. Forget your shoes, cause you're dancing your stocking feet.
Baby.
When they're Boston Monkey, they might dance right out of the street.
In the street.
Hearing music with so much soul. Your hands and feet you just can't control. And you do the Boston Monkey. Everybody, come on and monkey now. Everybody. They do the boomerang. They jerk the 81. They do the 45. Oh, yes. They do the shotgun.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, who are they? You should know. 1965, when I give you the label, you will know. It was on Carnival. All right, so 888-876-5593. There's your bumper stumper and our question. 91% of South Koreans, 74% of Australians, 44% of Americans all have this in common. What? And that's where we'll pick it up in moments here on WGN Radio.
Bye.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Okay, so who are they? And they have some famous members. I'll tell you, Little Joe's daughters, two of them are in that. You remember Little Joe, Little Joe and the Thrillers, Peanuts, all that. Yeah, well, a couple of his daughters were in it. Also, Tammy Montgomery, who, of course, would become Tammy Terrell. She was in that group as well. But 1962 on Guyton. Who were they? Lots of hints. And how does it all tie together with everything we've been playing? And if you don't like my questions and you don't know my bumpers, well, you can have your own category, and we prove that continually. And we will right now with Leah in Marcus Hook. So, Leah, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Raleigh?
Can't complain. All right, so we're going to do old MGM musicals. All right.
Yeah.
All right. From what musical was Under the Bamboo Tree?
Flower Drum Song?
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh. You gave me that one last time.
I did.
Well, you gave me Meet Me in St. Louis, not the same question.
Okay, but. Yeah. Oh, you got to see Meet Me in St. Louis, clearly.
Yes, I've seen it, but I don't remember that song in it.
Hmm. Well, of course.
Wow.
What
was it called again?
Under the Bamboo Tree. Let's see if we can find out something about it. I don't know. It was written by Bob Cole and J. Roseman Johnson, whoever the heck. All right. It was first published in 1902. And it was a vaudeville act originally. Cole and Johnson did it. They had intended it for a comic opera they were writing, but they never finished the writer. After the performance, they were discussing the couplet, "If you like me, like I like you, no knife can cut our life in two." And they suggested using that for a new song. And then they used the melody of the spiritual "Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen." And then they originally had "If You Like Me, Like I Like You." And the publisher.
Oh, it might be the song she did with the little girl at the party. Oh, okay.
Let's see. Let me see if I can find out why. Judy Garland and Margaret O'Brien performed the song
O'Brien.
In the 1944 mm-hmm. musical Meet Me in St. Louis, and it was included in the retrospective MGM film That's Entertainment. It was later used in the stage musical Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Got it.
There you are.
All right. Thank you, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So we promise, Leah, there will be no more Meet Me in St. Louis questions for next week. We'll come up with another one. But, on some of these, when you guys ask, I might as well be, reading a foreign language, like Farsi. All right. It's like that. All right. So we've got Tom in Covington, who wants 1955 music. So how's it going, Tom?
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
Well, like I say, I can't complain. So we're going to do 1955, and it's interesting. That's when the Billboard charts came, the top 100 debuted. But before that, it was things like most played by disc jockeys or most played in jukeboxes or best sellers in stores. So I figured most played by disc jockeys, we'll do the top five. Get three out of them, you win. You ready?
Oh, okay.
Yellow Rose of Texas.
Mitch Miller.
Okay, that's one. Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
Four Aces.
That's two. Autumn Leaves.
Roger Williams.
All right, I don't have to go any further. You got three. Very good. You're a winner.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely. You did much better at that than you did with identifying the artist most of the time. So, yeah, we'll have to do more of those. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, so he's absolutely right with those three. If we got to number four, I'm afraid I'd be doing the Pat Boone version of Ain't That a Shame, and, that would be a shame, really. That would be the classical definition of shame, I think. So, except maybe Under the Bamboo Tree. I have no idea what that sounds like. All right, Don is in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley. He's been playing some great bumpers. I didn't catch that Dave, the guitarist, on that.
Oh,
ABC Paramount.
Oh, Dave Antel. Dave Antel's
name.
Dave Antel.
V with a V.
No, Dave. D A V E A N T E L L.
Okay, that's what I thought you had said, and of course that led me nowhere for a while. So I'll try.
Yeah.
It's great guitar work, just great stuff you've been playing.
Right. No, he produced stuff and he co-wrote stuff and all that, and Dave Antell.
Okay.
Right. Not the most known guy these days. So if you're trying to look him up, well, you could probably find something, but it won't be easy.
Okay, that's what your middle name is. It won't be easy. You know, that Homo Sapien, that was published this summer. We all talked about that. Me, you, John. Yeah. That was a recent thing that the three of us had spoken about over the
Down to 1,280 people. Huh.
It's brilliant. It's really quite an article that came out with that. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Still don't know how they know, but okay.
Going to your bumpers, are these bumpers, were they all used in commercials?
No.
Okay.
That's interesting. No.
Okay.
Not sure any of them
are. All right. All these folks are on smartphones.
Definitely not. Okay.
Okay.
So.
I'm going South Korean on here. Like, I got a channel, Frank Costanza, though. All these people take their shoes off before entering their house.
No.
Just drinking alcohol massive amounts daily.
No.
44%
of Americans? I can't imagine it. Man, if we think there's carnage on the highways now, just watch out. No.
Using a credit card?
No.
Workaholics?
No.
Okay. I have been a zero here so far, but if you could give me a World War II question, I would love an airplane question.
October 14th, 1943 was a dark day for bomber crews. How many of the 291 B-17s sent to attack were shot down on Black Thursday?
Could you give me that number to start with again? What was that number?
Yes, October 14th, 1943, there were 291 B-17s sent to attack on Black Thursday. How many were shot down?
Of course, that was Potosi, the oil refinery areas. Romania, I'm guessing that this
I think it was a raid on the Schweinfurt ball bearings plant.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I should have known that. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. 10% would be 29 and 20.
And the bombers, of course.
I am going to guess that there was 48 shot down.
Not bad, but there were 59.
Okay.
The bombers were flying at extremely high altitude and produced telltale contrails, which provided the anti-aircraft gunners and fighter pilots the opportunity to sight the vulnerable bombers. 18 aircraft were also forced to either ditch over the English Channel, crash-landed, or were scrapped because of battle damage. So that would be 59 plus 18. So a lot of planes.
Well, they defended so well, and plus it was daytime when the U.S. was always bombing. It was just so horrible early, especially in 43, but the ball bearing factories had to be defended, was one of the big critical infrastructure things that they defended.
Apparently, after that day, they almost halted daylight bombing raids.
Yep.
Yeah, so let's try this at night. Yeah. All right.
Well, it was great chatting with you.
Likewise. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Talk to you later. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh, and lines are available for you right about now. So dial. So what is the question again? Well, 91% of South Koreans have it in common with 74% of Australians and 44% of Americans. They all have this in common. All right, and it is temporal, not permanent, so it's not, you know, anything about their genome. All right, so what is it that 91% of South Koreans, 74% of Australians, and 44% of Americans have at the same time, or are doing at the same time, or you get the idea? There's another bumper stumper coming up. Yeah, I thought our theme would have been gotten by now, but that's all right. We did have some good luck on the Larks and Mark IV, but I think so far that's been it for identification, and I was sure one of them was going to go quickly, but wrong again. So Trivia continues. But, you know, the deal with Monday Night Trivia is you got to participate because I can read the questions, but if I answer them, it's just not fun since I see the answers written down. That's the only way I'd know. You can have your own category, you know, and sky is the limit on that. You know something about something. Everybody does. What is it? Fess up, ask a question. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So obviously it's a remake, but who are they? And they had some notoriety on their own, particularly with members of the groups over the years. So who are they? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh and John is in Covington. All right, John, welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going?
Hey, Raleigh. That is so amazing with the style of music that you play. It's like, wow, I knew that was a hit, but I didn't know it was, it wasn't a hit by them. But you just learn, you know. It's amazing. There's so many of them. Mm. Okay, I'm done.
Well, very nice.
Go ahead.
Very nice. All right, so you want 1960s. So, all right, in 1968, this sitcom was criticized for being unrealistic, but later it was reevaluated as groundbreaking. Diane Carroll starred as a single mother raising her young son. What was
this is so easy. Thank you for making it so easy. Lloyd Nolan was also in it. Julia.
Absolutely right. Julia, you are a winner.
Thank you.
All right, hang on, don't go away. So, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, we've got a couple minutes before the news, and I'm going to spend them with Vern in Arkansas. So, Vern, I hope last week you heard it when we played Celery Stalks at Midnight.
Yes, I did, and I'm sorry I forgot the name correctly there, but
right.
I'm getting old, Raleigh.
Yeah, aren't we all? Yes.
No. You were talking about World War II and the bombers of bombing the ball bearing plants.
Yes.
When I spent some time at the Beech Aircraft Factory, I met a man named Walter Boner, and he was an ME-262, the first jet fighter which the Germans built, and it was an excellent airplane, and they put it up against those B-17s in the daytime to go after them and shoot them down. Mm-hmm. And Walter told me that the first time he took off and flew up against the bombers, they were in such a tight formation, he came at them at such horrific speed with his jet fighter, he said he was so afraid getting through the formation, he never got off a shot.
Wow. Great story.
Great story.
Yeah, it was. That's how the other side did it.
Yeah. Well,
I thought you might be interested.
Absolutely. It's always good to hear from you, Vern.
Yeah, thank you. And I enjoyed the music. I appreciate that.
Oh, my pleasure. So I wanted to know, was it the 1955 version on Dot that you wanted, or Celery Stalks, or the 1940?
No, it was the 1940 version. I had a record collection then. I was one of the early disc jockeys in my early days in radio, and I accumulated a bunch of 78 RPMs, and that was one of them that I enjoyed was Ray McKinley.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, sure. I was surprised that they put it out on Dot again in 55.
Yeah, so was I. Yeah. I had, I don't know how many hundred records. My daughter got them, and I don't know whatever happened to them.
Oh.
They went somewhere in the world. But I even had some great early Duke Ellington stuff and a whole bunch of things I really enjoyed.
Nice stuff. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Vern.
Okay.
All right.
You bet. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Another hour of trivia coming up. Bob from Willowbrook's going to answer our theme, I think, but there's still room for you on WGN Radio. Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? I was just listening to the production on that. That was at Dukoff Studios, which were really nice. They were in North Miami, 141st and Northwest 7th Avenue. It was actually a converted food fair. But be as it may, I thought arguably Dukoff had a better sound than Criteria. But we'll talk about that some night. In the meantime, who are they? 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, Bob in Willowbrook wants to look at our theme. What do you think, Bob?
Good morning or evening, as the case may be, Raleigh. First, a disclaimer, I won't dance, don't ask me, but I think all of these mention specific dances.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. You know, this is the first time I've even come close to guessing the theme.
Wow. No, well, this is good.
3 years.
And, you know, I expected we wouldn't get through that first hour. So the fact that we're into the third hour, that's pretty good. And congratulations, you're absolutely right, and we've got three more to go.
Yeah, well, that was easy.
Yeah.
I thought it was, too.
But then again, I thought a couple of these groups were really, really easy that no one's even taken a guess on yet. So we'll see. We'll see how anyone does before the night is over. But in the meantime, you are a winner. So hang on, Bob.
Well, thank you. If I may inject a personal note, are you taking care of that cough?
Oh, and it's not what you think.
Okay.
It's LPR, if you know about that, and so that's a whole
different.
Yeah, well, so the cough's a symptom. It's LPR. It has to do with esophagitis and some issues about that. So hang on, don't go away.
Okay, all right. Feel better.
Thanks, I appreciate it. It's pretty much permanent, and in fact, John told me once, he said, I recognize you anywhere. We can be in a mall, we can be anywhere. I just listen for your cough. And I thought, oh, that's all I need to hear. Great. But that's it. Then there's another one that's a little bark that happens when I miss heartbeats. And he's gotten to the point where he can tell the difference. That's kind of scary, isn't it? 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And let's talk to James on the south side. What's happening, James? Did we lose James? He won a World War II trivia, and I'm all set for him. But I believe that we've lost him. Well, James, you'll have to call back. I know he's awake. He's always sending me links. All right, and I got a World War II question for him as well, and it's easy. So, well, maybe he'll give me time to find a harder one. All right, in the meantime, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit on that. Doesn't matter what it is. We have a question in play. 91% of South Koreans, 74% of Australians, 44% of Americans all have this in common at the moment. All right, what is it? 888-876-5593, and that's at the moment, at any moment, actually. And there'll be another bumper stumper. I want to get to it quickly, so that gives you more time to think about it, now that we know they're all dances. Yeah, that's right. And we'll go over the dances and all the artists at the end of the night. I promise that's the end of this hour, coming up on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? You know, the Shag is a dance, so you know that's what that's about. But, yeah, 1982 on CPI Crockett Productions Incorporated. That was Larry Crockett. And, yeah, who had a great collection of beach music, I'll tell you what, and produced that. So a fine song. I think they recorded in Norfolk, actually. But in any event, who are they? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, so James has called back because he wants a World War II question, and we can help. But before we do, let me again say we have our question, and if you don't get it this hour, we'll hold it as our straggler for next week. But at the moment, and it could be any moment, 91% of South Koreans, 74% of Australians, and 44% of Americans all have this in common. What is it? 888-876-5593. Or pick your own category. Sky is the limit. All right, James on the south side is back. Hello, James. You're there, aren't you? No? Oh, I see. Wait a minute. This is my fault entirely. Hang on a minute, James. I put you on another whole bank of calls. Okay, we'll try it again. There you are.
All right. Hello.
Hello, James. There you are. We lost you in telephony world for a moment there.
Oh, okay. I was beginning to think, I'm like Doctor Who. I've been it up in East Bay.
Yes, it's kind of like that, never to return. All right, so we're going to do World War II, are we?
Yep.
What was the nickname of Russia's infamous Katyusha rocket launchers?
Katyushka.
Okay, very good. I couldn't say it if my life depended on it. What was the nickname of it?
They were called not K rockets. They were Because I was so used to calling Katushkas, I never even bought with the
There's an infamous nickname, and I'll tell you, the first half of it was Stalin. So Stalin's.
Stalin's. Stalin's.
It was Stalin's organ, and here's the deal. Stalin's organ, it was a simple weapon that struck fear into the Axis hearts, as it should have. Now, the Katushka was a terrifying barrage to live through if it hits the target, which it was not very good at doing. The German response was the Nebelwerfer. What was it called by the Allies?
Okay. Oh goodness.
It had a much better nickname.
I'm pretty certain of that. It was called Hitler's Hiccups?
No, it was called the Screaming Mimi.
Oh, actually, there was a movie called that, too.
See, you should have known.
Yeah, I should have. But, hey, this. Oh, I wanted to comment about that question.
Yeah.
Let's see. I was, thinking I got six possible. I'm going to say had the same blood type?
Nope. No, something could change. You wouldn't have it your whole life for any reason.
Oh, you wouldn't have it in your whole life?
No. It's temporal at best.
Okay. I'm going to say at 91. Okay, this would have to be. For the Japanese and the Australians to be quite that high a percentage.
91% of South Koreans, 74% of Australians, 44% of Americans at any given time.
Okay. I am going to say, I'm going to say they, I know it can't be that listening to the same music.
No. So that's two. Okay. You got four more.
They have similar food choices.
Next.
They go to bed at the same time.
No, they don't.
Okay.
That's four.
Okay. Make choices as far as food goes.
Well, food could be related to this.
Okay. I'm gonna say fish.
No, it's not any particular food. That's why I say food could be related to this, is related to this, I would say, but it's not any particular food, so don't let me put you down the wrong path. But there is there would be a food connotation to that, and so you'll call me back with your next six.
Okay, yeah.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's pretty good. All right, so 888-876-5593. And that is going to take us to Nick in Baltimore. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
I, I'm okay. I'm doing a lot better. Good. Had a request.
Yeah.
And I just came up with this. The Ten Commandments with Prince Foster.
Okay.
And the neat thing about that is the flip side of that is like the answer to that first side, which is it talks about it's a guy giving Ten Commandments to his girlfriend, and then the flip side is the girlfriend giving the Ten Commandments to the...
Yeah, yeah. It's by the way, it's Prince Buster, Ten Commandments. I know the record well because there was a soul jock in Miami who got it well. Oh, man, it was really painful. But, yeah, the Ten Commandments of Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1963. Sure, I'll play that.
Who was the soul jock in Miami?
Well, I'll think of the Nick with the positive kick. Nick, who the hell was he? Nicky. It was on WAME. Nick with the positive kick. That's what he called himself on the air. But what the hell was his last name? Oh no. I'll think.
WAME.
Yeah, Whammy in Miami. He did it. So I've got it actually. So I'll later look for it.
And, okay.
Yeah, but why? That's terrible. I can't come up with that. Oh my God.
You came up with the whole thing.
Well, Whammy was kind of interesting because of course it was a soul station for years in Miami, and when Jack Roth spun off the 1550 frequency and bought the 1260, which was Whammy, he said, well, I can't continue to call it Whammy. We're going to be a soul. We're not going to be soul. We're going to be a country station. So, okay. So he says, I'm going to bring our Charlotte call letters in. We'll have it be WWOK. Well, I was laughing at myself sick because I said, well, wait a minute. The OK group on a national level is the biggest soul owner in the country right now. You know.
That's right.
And
yeah.
So he names it WWOK so it won't be soul. So, of course, yeah, the local people didn't know it, but the agencies all did. So it was... and Whammy is still in Charlotte to this day, I'm pretty sure. But WWOK is long gone.
Now you were
Nikki
down
Lee,
in Miami.
Nikki Lee. That was Nikki Lee on Whammy. Nikki Lee. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I knew I would. Yes.
I, you know, you were down in Miami too.
Yes. Oh yes. Yes, absolutely. And, half the stations in the market. Yeah.
I was always fascinated by Miami.
Well, the problem with Miami was it had a northern cost of living and a southern wage base. So when the jocks at QAM went on strike, they were making $125 a week in 1971.
Wow.
So it was tough. But it was a good market in many ways, and of course originally Fort Lauderdale was a separate market from Miami, and just like Dallas and Fort Worth were completely separate markets, and when they combined, that changed the landscape in both cases. And when it became Miami Fort Lauderdale, of course, you know, in terms of AMs, well, of course, WQAM and WIOD, they're going to do very, very well because they're going to cover both counties. But you know, say goodnight WFUN, it's over because they're South Dade, or WSRF in Fort Lauderdale, same deal. So, you know, those combinations shut out some really nice little radio stations.
And IOD, I understand, is applying for... We're going to change their pattern slightly and go 50,000 watts.
Well, you know, I'm so upset.
And then 20 at night.
So upset with Clear Channel because the wonderful Isle of Dreams, WIOD, which was, of course, Wacker for a while, they had the nicest tower site off the North Bay Causeway between Miami and Miami Beach. And in the mind's eye, I can still see the beautiful tower site for that. All they had to do was keep renewing the lease, and they forgot to. So they were thrown off the site.
Oh man!
Yeah, I absolutely do not forgive Clear Channel for that, but they did. They screwed it up. So yeah, but a lot of the stations there started to apply for changes back as far as when, you know, when Radio Marti went on in Key West. Of course, Cuba retaliated by putting jammers on just about all the Miami frequencies. So that's when GBS at 710 got all sorts of deals that they could have, and yeah, so it's not unusual. So we'll see, but they'll never have that site again. Never. Oh well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I'll call back again.
All right, I'll definitely get you the Ten Commandments of Man. We'll get Prince Buster and Mickey Lee.
Because it's music night.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah, good. Well, we'll do it. Okay, thanks.
All righty.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, absolutely. Yeah, Mickey Lee. And he did a few others as well. Yeah, absolutely frightening. All right, so that's where we're going to pick it up. We got another half hour of this, and we got Alex in Canada, and Marlene in Lombard, and Diane in Chicago, and James on the South Side has more guesses. Of course he does. And we got another bumper stumper, too, coming up on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So, who are they? Yeah, one of my favorites, too, on RV. Yeah, the RV label in Los Angeles. Richard Vaughn owned it, hence RV, A-R-V-E-E, 1960. Who are they? 888-876-5593. All right, so we got our question. I'll review. 91% of South Koreans, 74% of Australians, 44% of Americans all have this in common. What would that be? And, of course, we have bumper stumpers, and you can have your own categories. But Alex and Surrey knows one of our bumpers. So, Alex, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello again, Raleigh. Nice to talk to you.
Likewise. So, what did you hear, you know?
Well, I heard one that was really familiar to me by the Sherrys.
Absolutely right.
Popeye.
You're 100% right. That's the one that Tammy Terrell and Joe Cook's daughters were in, the Sherrys.
Yeah, I just love that song. It's actually, I've got the record, and of course, I have many of the records that you play, but you play a lot of great stuff. That's for darn sure.
Oh, I'm delighted that you called. Hang on. We'll get your address. Don't go away. All right. So Alex is absolutely right. The Sherrys, yes, and that's sort of a medley of their Almost hit, because that's about all they did. But, of course, Tammy Terrell went on to greatness. And I think Joe Cook's daughter's retired. But, of course, Little Joe, as in Little Joe and the Thrillers with Peanuts, and a lot of really, really nice ballads, too, that never got any airplay that absolutely should have. And he was performing, I think he died in the last year or two in his 90s in Boston area. All right. So let's see. I believe we're going to do some advertising with Diane in Chicago. How's it going, Diane?
Hi, Raleigh. Fine, thanks. How's it going with you?
All right. So I got an advertising slogan for you. I'll ask you to
thank you.
I'll ask you to fill in the blank.
Okay.
With a name like blank, it has to be good.
Smuckers?
Absolutely right. We have a winner.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Hang on. Don't go away. That's right. With a name like Smuckers, it has to be good. So, 888-876-5593. Marlene in Lombard wants to guess on our question. So, Marlene, what do you think?
I think it's they own a foreign car.
I like that. It's not right, but I like it.
Oh, okay. That right. was my only answer.
Well, if you think of something else, you call me back. Thank you. I appreciate it, Marlene.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was a swell answer. Everything was nice about it, except, of course, that it wasn't right. But other than that, it was swell, I tell you. Absolutely swell. So, John will screen Diane, I do think, who won in advertising. And Sherry in Naperville is going to talk to me. So, all right, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
All right, so what do you think?
I'm on speaker. Do you want me to take me off?
Of course I want you to take off speaker. Always take it off speaker.
Hold on.
Yeah, you should do that as you're waiting.
I kept on picking up my phone when you were talking about the series.
All right.
But anyway, so James kind of indicated food, or you gave a clue, could be food. So I am going to guess that most of their diet, 91% or whatever the percentages are, is plant-based?
Nope. Nothing to do with that. That's why I say I hate to give out clues because invariably it puts you on the wrong path.
Okay. They're obese?
Well, no. I mean, they very well may be, and that's a nice guess too. But
Because food can have a
yes, no. Well, absolutely. So you're dancing. Yes, you're dancing around it. You can do this.
I'm dancing around.
You are dancing around it. 91%.
They are diabetics.
No. Okay. No, but you're still dancing around it.
I'm still dancing around it. Oh.
It's what they have in common. 44% of Americans, 74% of Australians, 91% of South Koreans, and it's at any given moment, it's temporal. It's not forever.
The percentage of other than beef that they eat.
Nope.
Like chicken is.
You're overthinking this.
I am overthinking
it. Yeah,
okay.
You are.
Mm-hmm. I think that's four. Did I guess it was? It's a sign of obesity, dum-dum. Okay, right. David says try overweight.
Well, no. That's a condition. It's not a condition. All right.
All right. Rats. Sort of food-based.
Yeah, well, I didn't say. Rats. See, I didn't say that. I said there's a relationship.
There is,
yeah. Just like there's a relationship.
That's why I brought up diabetes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'll give you the thinking music for a moment.
Right, thinking. Okay.
All right. What?
They have gastrointestinal problems.
No.
That could be food-based.
Yes.
Okay. I'm done, I think. Right?
All right. Well, if you think of something else, you call me back.
Okie doke.
All right. I have a feeling we're going to get a winner before the night is out. I just can tell. But we'll see. James wants his half a dozen guesses more. So, all right, James, there you go. One.
Okay. They go to the similar market.
No.
Okay. I'm saying about 91%, 74%, and 44% all do the same thing.
Yeah.
They all fix their own meals?
No, next. That's two.
Okay. They're on a diet? No, not on
yes,
a diet.
Yes, yeah, no, oh, no, say that. Yes, that's it. They're
diet.
On a diet. Yes, yes. 91% of South Koreans, 74% of Australians, and 44% of Americans at any given time are on a weight loss diet.
Oh, and I said, because it was like, it was looking back, I said, that was one of the ones I had thought of, and I said, "What? Just say it."
Yes, yes. And by the way, there's a 25% chance that they'll stick to it, at least for a little while. There's a 40% chance that they'll quickly abandon it. So that's it, though. All right, so hang on, don't go away. James is absolutely right. They're on a diet. All right, so we need a weight loss diet, actually. We need another question. Yeah, weight loss diet. They're dieting. and obviously not doing too well at it overall. But and I don't think it's the same, you know, 44% in America at any given time. But yes, 91% of South Koreans at any time are on a weight loss diet. Man, I need pictures. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. We'll have another question coming up and another bumper stumper in moments here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. 1965 on Chess, and actually it was a flip side of her big hit with completely different words, but they redid it as Jerk and Twine, so who is she? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. All right, so you need a new question, and actually this will probably be a straggler unless you get it quickly, but you may, actually. In Japan, there's a 99% chance this will happen to you, but it will only happen to 28% of people in America. 99% chance it'll happen to you in Japan. 28% chance it'll happen to you in America. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And as I say, that will be the holdover for next week, unless you get it now. But otherwise, that's a deal. Now, I believe that Tommy is going to take our last bumper. I knew you would, and he took our first one too. So why not? Because it's one of those easy things. And yes, Tommy heard it. So all right, Tommy, who is she?
Hello, Raleigh again.
Yes.
I wanted to call you about six times, but I wanted other people to win.
Well, not many of them did.
Jerk and Twine, Jackie Ross.
Absolutely. And it is the exact same music line, you know.
Same melody as what's that, Selfish One?
Yeah, the flip side of Selfish One.
Okay.
And I don't even think they re-recorded it. I just think they recut the vocal is near as I can tell. So I'll have to get both of them out.
I'll never be again, and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, I'll call again.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, see, you opened the show and you closed the show, so that's good. All right. So yeah, Everything But Love was the flip side of Selfish One. And all right. I'll compare them. Thanks. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So yes, Tommy got our first one. Our second one, The Jerk by the Larks. Nobody got our first one, but he got The Jerk by the Larks. And then we also had somebody guess the Mark IV and all that. All right. So now, as I say, got to hear some of Jerk and Twine again, so that will whet your appetite. And then we'll go into Everything But Love. So. All right, so that's Jerk and Twine, and that, of course, is Chess 1965. Then if you have Selfish One and you flipped it over, this is what you'd hear.
Hey, 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 oh,
I would have followed a selfish one with that, because I think that was a woulda, coulda, shoulda. I also thought the Jerk and Twine was nice, of course, because it is the same record with different words. And I guess it is a re-recorded track now that I listened to the two back-to-back, but damn close. All right, Marlene and Lombard, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, I think it's something to do with bicycles.
It is not.
Oh,
but
okay.
But think about it and call me next week.
Okay,
right,
bye-bye.
Appreciate it. So that'll be our straggler. Japan, there's a 99% chance it'll happen to you, but it'll only happen to 28% of people in America. All right, now, as far as the dance theme, and that's exactly what it was, we started out with MC Twine, that'd be Motor City Twine, Matt Lucas, yeah, 1965 on Karen, which was an Ollie McLaughlin label, yeah. Then we had The Jerk by The Larks, 1964 on Money. We had Make With The Shake, the Mark IV on Cosmic in 1958. Holly Gully Guitar was The Purcells, 1962 on ABC Paramount. Now, the first record that spawned the Holly Gully dance, actually, it's such a strange story, so here you go. The Olympics did Baby Holly Gully. And you'll remember that because, of course, Peanut Butter was the same theme. But no, Baby Holly Gully was a great little record. The problem was that the Olympics did not have a dance at all to go with it. They just kind of moved around a little at best. And you'll remember it probably. If not, I'll have you hear a little about the Olympics. And this was 1959. Wonderful love. There's dance spreading around like an awful disease. You leave it to the Olympics. So that's the Olympics in 1955. Like I say, you know, they're kind of shuffling side to side, sort of, but there's no dance. What happened was there was a guy in the main room of the Cadillac Hotel in Miami Beach. Now, of course, today it's some Art Deco wonder and all that kind of stuff. But in 1960, and that's when it was, this guy was there, Frank Rocco was his name, the Cadillac was not on good times. You know, I mean, the Fountain Blue was up and the Eden Rock and the Doral. So here's the poor Cadillac Hotel, which dated 1940. And they have this guy in the main room, the band leader, who is Frank Rocco. So Frank Rocco invents a dance, the Holly Gully. And yeah, it has steps. In fact, I don't dance because I'm more like an elephant, really, like a trained large animal. So I don't dance. But I was there at the time, and I did learn all the steps to the Holly Gully. No, I won't do them for, but I know them. In fact, I showed them to John the other day. I said, oh, yeah, I remember this. And so in any event, there was a lot of talk, like some people said, oh, well, it's different everywhere. No. Frank Rocco had an absolute dance. It has specific steps. Okay, so Ed Sullivan, yeah, Ed's in the story. Ed Sullivan is a guest at the Twist. He somehow thinks that it's too... he thinks it's dirty. All right, that's the only way I can put it. Yeah, suggestive. And he doesn't want the twist. So he mentions that the Frank Rocco, because, you know, that's someone more of his era, to say the least, and, you know, the inventor of the Holly Gully. And so they have some of Frank Rocco's dancers, some of the girls, on the Ed Sullivan show. And next thing you know, here's Frank Rocco going coast to coast with the Holly Gully. And none of this are making hit records, to say the least. But there were tons of offshoots. Of course, you know, the Dovells did a cover of the Olympics, and then many others. But the Purcells, that was Dave Mantell, like I say, who wrote and played guitar, did Holly Gully Guitar, 1962 on ABC. Now, the next one, I was very surprised that you did not get this, because it was the Manhattans. Yeah, I mentioned it was on Carnival, 1965 on Carnival, and Blue Lovett wrote it, Boston Monkey. The Sherrys, which was gotten with Pop 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 Pie, 1962 on Guyton. The Stroll was the Flares. Yeah, as in foot stomping, and many other history of the Flares. At that time, they were spelling it F-L-A-R-E-S, but previously they had spelled it F-L-A-I-R-S, and everybody was in that group, including Jesse Belbin. And, you know, I just realized I can't even tell you about the rest of them because I've run out of time. So that's tomorrow after the game. I will tell you about Nat Kendrick and the Swans. That was, by the way, James Brown and Bobby Dukoff and all that. So until then, that'll be a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank you for calling. So we'll pick it up an hour delayed tomorrow night right here on WGN Radio.